morning.
Hello. Happy Monday.
Happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Happy Inauguration Day.
Happy most of you are sleeping in because you don't have work or school today.
Oh, yeah. Dang.
Did that just register?
It ruined everything.
Sorry.
That ruined everything.
Oh. Yes, it is Monday. Now, technically, the president was sworn in yesterday.
That's what I hear. Whatever.
Saw the photos. Saw everything.
Why does it have to be on a Sunday?
It doesn't have to be on a Sunday. It has to be on the 20th.
I'm sorry. Why does it have to be on the 20th?
Blame our forefathers. I don't know.
Ugh. Just kidding. That's all I could say. I have no idea. Okay. There's nothing against it.
It is Monday, and of course, coming up later, cover to cover. That's in the 9 o'clock hour. We will do a record cover to cover in its entirety, front to back. You can give us your suggestions at Facebook, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It is also Mad Lib Monday.
That's right.
So we'll be doing some Mad Libs coming up a little later.
7:30-ish.
Yeah.
7 o'clock around that time.
7:30 is usually, right?
Yeah.
That's about when we do that.
You know, ish.
Yeah. Another week. Weekend of, I don't even know.
Tragedy.
Yeah, many of you guys, I'm sure, are aware of the news from Albuquerque over the weekend.
Yes, and it actually hits close to home. So.
Yeah, national news, seeing it, I mean, everywhere. It's everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Front page of the paper. So we here are asking you guys to keep the Griego family in your prayers.
Yeah.
As well as law enforcement, as well as everyone involved in the case, dealing with the investigation.
Anyone who's affected.
That is ongoing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so a lot of prayers being asked for this Monday morning.
Yes, please.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It is Steve-O and Mitch. We are going to, you know, enjoy our Monday.
Yeah.
We're going to rock some MLK-ness.
Is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
Okay,
we're
like the street?
Some inauguration-ness?
Just kidding.
Yes.
Just kidding, not
we,
the street.
We are, actually, I haven't told you this, we're going to go broadcast live. From the corner.
Martin Luther King.
Yeah, no, we're not.
And no, we're not going to do that.
Street. Sadly, that street in most cities is very scary.
Yeah, right?
For I've some always, reason.
I was like, ooh, irony. Or is that just coincidence?
Am I allowed to say that?
I don't know. You just did, so.
Yeah. The latest from the Almost For You Now song is called Ghost. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
I heard the voices too.
Insane.
Whoa!
And now, Steve-O and Mitch.
Yes, yes, y'all. Yes. You don't stop.
Yes. Yes, you all.
It's 6:25 now. Happy Monday, everybody. Happy MLK Day.
That's right.
Milk!
I didn't find it. I can't drink milk.
Milk. I'm lactose intolerant.
I can't drink that
so
stuff.
We're not going to really go into the MLK stuff too much because we're both lactose intolerant.
But if you want to check out google.com.
They've got a picture of him.
That they drew themselves.
At Goggle.
Goggle. No, it's not goggle.com. It's Google. Goggle.com exists.
Does it?
Yeah.
Oh. But that's, well, how would you say that then? Because they removed one of the O's.
No, because he is the O.
That's not cool. So they're saying he's round. Oh, that's messed up. Google.
Calling him fat.
Failed. You failed, man.
Messed up. But you know what's easy? I can click the Google sign and look.
Let's Boom. See.
His birthday is January 15th. Today. Today is his birthday.
Today is the
21st. Oh, dang. Well, I'm a little bit behind. Oh my gosh, he was born 1929. Shut up.
Keep going. Tell us this day in history, please.
Why did they choose 6 days after his birthday to become Martin Luther King Day? Did today he make a very important speech?
No, it's because it's a Monday, and Monday they got to do it on the Monday. It's the third Monday in January.
Oh, so it's like Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Okay.
It's like set on a specific day of the week, not necessarily date.
Let's see. Let's find out some facts about Martin Luther King. He was an American clergyman,
uh-huh.
An activist,
yes,
and leader in the African American civil rights movement.
Yep.
Well, he was a Baptist minister.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
He received the Nobel Peace Prize,
which is one of the few people who have deserved it. just give that thing to anyone.
Now they do. Now they do.
Like, my dog deserves this.
Why would your dog ever deserve a Nobel Peace Prize?
Because he fights crime against my house.
627 hour, are you ready for breaking news? Mun Newsday?
Yes. Mun Newsday.
Mun Newsday. All right.
Google drives into dead donkey Street View controversy. The web is up in arms and pointing fingers about a Google Street View shot of an apparently dead donkey somewhere in Botswana. The image has been shared around the web the last couple days. Some speculate the Google camera took out the donkey. Australian News Limited say it was told by Google that the donkey was already lying down and then subsequently got up and wandered off.
Uh-huh.
Google says it takes the safety of donkeys very seriously.
Thanks, Google.
Consumers searching for health info and diagnosis online. According to a new study, many U.S. adults have turned to the internet to find out health information in the past year. And one-third of U.S. adults have tried to diagnose themselves or others because of online information.
What?
Because they like
breaking news.
They WebMD themselves. Hold on, I'm not done.
Oh, okay.
Does Facebook praise kill self-control? One hateful Facebook comment might reduce you to tears, but a recent study found that the likes prompted by your status updates and photo posts might also have a negative impact, especially on your waistline and pocketbook. Researchers study people who use Facebook to stay in touch with their closest friends and found that found that the more likes and self-affirming
today, Junior?
Shut up! I'm trying to read it. This is the first time I've read it.
Would you like to do this?
Is it affirming or affirming?
Affirming.
Self-affirming.
Wait.
Researchers studied people who use Facebook to stay in touch with their closest friends and found that the more likes and self-affirming comments they got, the more likely they were to reach for a cookie or a granola bar.
Why?
I don't know. You're asking me.
I guess I'm not even on Facebook. I guess on Instagram, if somebody likes my photo.
That's how I keep the weight off.
But because you're not on Facebook?
Yeah. Okay, ready? Ready for this one?
I don't know. Are you ready?
No. I am not. A carjacker gets it wrong 3 times. What? A man confronted a woman getting out of her car at a shopping center in Oceanside, California. He showed a weapon and told her to get back in the car. She did. And drove away, leaving the man behind. The carjacker then went to another car where a woman was getting out, showed her a weapon, and told her to get back inside the car. Instead, she ran into a store and called the police. The robber then went to a third woman and told her to get out of the car. She did, but hit a kill switch that not only locked out the ignition, but trapped the man inside. He smashed a window to get out and escaped before the police could arrive.
Wow, that was the worst story ever. There's like nothing good about that story.
Breaking news.
There you go, breaking news. We do it every single weekday at 6:30. I'm trying to discern if any of those...
mattered?
Well, no, I just...
Okay, but now you're going to go search for that donkey on Google.
Seabird rocks into rivers.
Good morning.
Static radio.
642. Are we singing?
I mean, we can be.
I don't think that's appropriate.
Hey, good news.
What's going on?
The Super Bowl.
Yes.
Going down. And the teams are set.
49ers and...
Wow. I'm shocked that you even got one of them right.
The Patriots.
No, but they played yesterday to go to the Super Bowl and lost to the...
Baltimore Ravens.
Yes! You do pay attention to me. It's amazing.
Yeah.
So the Baltimore Ravens will be playing the San Francisco 49ers. Jarrett's team, 49ers.
I was going to go for the 49ers anyway, but now that it's Jarrett's team, I'm for sure going for the 49ers.
Good friend. He's awesome.
Yes. We have birthdays very close together.
So, the Harbaugh brothers, Jim and John, respectively, the coaches of the Niners and Baltimore. So, the brothers are going to be...
How,
the Harbowl.
How cute is this?
Yes.
That's the cutest thing I've ever seen.
Well, you're always talking about stories, how you need to have, like, a backstory.
They're going to make a movie out of this, for sure.
In order to, like, be involved.
For me to care.
Does that mean you're going to watch the Super Bowl with us?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, sure. Yes. Yes. Look, okay,
I'm
going...
I keep you to your word, because you always say things.
I'm going for the 49ers, because when I was in elementary school, I loved the 49ers. I don't know.
That's random.
I just like the 49ers.
Probably because... Wait, no. When you were in elementary school...
I really liked them.
That was like the 90s, right?
Yes. It was 93 when I was in kindergarten.
Because I think 94 was the last time they made it to, the Super Bowl?
I don't know.
Last time they...
I also really like their design on their uniform. I like those colors.
That's good.
What are you
don't like the purple? Like the Baltimore
what are their specific
Ravens?
Colors?
Like, I don't know, red and gold.
Okay,
and
yeah, I like their colors. Mm-hmm.
Stuff.
I mean, Baltimore Ravens, whatevs.
But they're like purple and black and white. It's like, yeah.
Looks slick.
That's cool.
But I like the classy.
There's 49ers. Stories on both sides, so I'm like, cool. Like, Colin Kaepernick, this kid, believer, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then on the other side, it's like, Ray Lewis retiring, cries at every press conference, loves Jesus.
Cries at every press.
He does. Like, he's this big, scary man, and then every time they win, he's like, ah, no weapon formed against us! And he starts, like, preaching. I'm not kidding. I'm like, okay, that's cool. Ray Lewis, yes.
Some good people. I want them both to win.
It's good to see people turn their lives around. It's good to see people... change.
Yes.
To see what God can do when he gets a hold of somebody.
So. Mm-hmm. I talked about that yesterday.
Yeah?
Well, yeah, here. Talked about the, because we were I was about to play the Culture Shock for Don't Wait Dashboard.
Yeah.
Turning your life around.
There you go.
And to not wait to let that armor down. I didn't say it like that. I said it a lot more professionally.
Okay. Wait, professionally? Who
I was
you?
A little bit more professional than I am right now.
Okay. Beautiful.
Too early this morning.
Beautiful. Yeah, it kind of is. 6:45 now. Don't forget, coming up at 9 o'clock, cover to cover, we're going to play a record front to back, cover to cover, in its entirety. We want to know what you want to hear.
Every single song.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. And we'll play a record cover to cover. You know, POD played the halftime yesterday of the Niners game, actually.
Didn't know that.
I should say the Atlanta game, because it was in Atlanta, but really, it was the Niners game.
Oh, okay.
It was a good game. It was a great game.
I didn't watch it.
Yeah, I know you did.
I watched a little bit of the other game.
Okay.
And I saw that dude, like, he, like, was... sliding, and then he lifted up his leg and kicked the other guy, and
lame.
they didn't call anything on that. And I was screaming at the TV the entire time, and none of the other people saw it. We had to rewind it and watch it.
That would be Tom Brady.
I was so mad at him, and then they didn't call anything on him.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't they do that?
So many words to say
obvious.
That I'm not going to.
It was obvious that he saw him, picked up his leg and kicked him, and then kicked him out, and he did some weird flippy thing.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. I was so mad.
And well, guess what?
What?
Tom Brady packed his bags and went home.
That's right.
He's not playing in the Super Bowl.
That's right.
So he took his ball and went home.
You can take your ball and go home.
And he
Tom
did.
Brady.
Nice little slide trying to cleat somebody. So lame.
That was
dude,
messed
full
up.
On, like,
that had
I
to hurt.
Looked at the dude and like kicked up like karate style.
Yeah.
I saw it.
And they didn't
it
call anything.
No, I know.
And those cleats, they have those little spiky things, huh? It had to hurt.
It did.
He probably has marks
really
on his leg.
You really did kind of watch a little bit of football yesterday.
Just whenever there was something really messed up happening.
Yeah. Yeah. Stever.
It's a Ty Cobb move.
It was kind of lame. Did you see it?
I did not.
Oh. It was lame.
It was messed up.
I kind of boycotted football this year.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Eagles.
The team.
It's okay. Next year, buddy.
Yeah.
You can watch the Pro Bowl. Are there any Eagles in the Pro Bowl?
No.
I highly doubt it. Yeah. Maybe.
It's possible.
It is possible. No,
it's not impossible.
I was excited that the Niners are going to the Super Bowl because Frank Gore.
Al Gore's cousin.
Right. If you saw Frank Gore, you would giggle at yourself because definitely not cousins. Could be.
It's possible.
It is possible.
It's not impossible.
All things are possible. So
through Christ.
Here's the deal. Frank Gore. Not Al Gore. Frank Al Gore is not going to the Super Bowl. Frank Gore is going to the Super Bowl. And because of that, he won't be playing in the Pro Bowl. That's Pro Bowl's next week. That's when they go, hey, you guys are the best. But the people that are preparing for the Super Bowl usually are like, you know, I'm going to wait this one out.
Yeah, because I don't want more injuries or anything.
Right. And so because of that, Doug Martin.
Martin. What? What's his face?
Doug Martin.
Doug Martin is.
He plays for the.
San Francisco.
Come on,
Doug
dude.
Doug Martin plays for the Buccaneers.
Yes, he does. I got a Doug Martin jersey this year.
Oh, that's right. That's
number
right.
Number 22.
Yeah.
Doug Martin.
Yeah, I remember. The yellow one.
It's orange.
The orange one.
It's a creamsicle jersey. Really, it's orange.
Really terrible coloring on that fabric.
You know
it's
what?
It's orange.
It's orange.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, now he's going to the Pro Bowl because... Frank Gore is not, because he's going to the Super Bowl instead. So, got a couple Buccaneers in the
good
in the Pro Bowl.
Oh, so you're going to watch that?
Yes. Next Sunday.
That sounds so boring.
It is. It's terrible.
It's going to be awful.
It's the week before the Super Bowl, and it's people who didn't make like the playoffs and or the Super Bowl, and so they're jaded, and they're trying to have fun in Hawaii.
Jaded.
Yes. So there you go.
Is Aerosmith going to be there?
I doubt. I don't know. They did the theme song for the Patriots this year.
Oh.
What? Awful.
Wait, teams have theme songs?
Yeah, I didn't know this. But unfortunately, only like 9 teams actually got somebody to do one because like Ice Cube did the theme song for the Raiders. I'm not joking.
That's so appropriate.
Kelly Clarkson did a theme song for, I think, the Cowboys.
Really?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't that be like Faith Hill or
the,
something?
The Buccaneers, not so much, didn't get a theme song. I was pretty bummed. Seaver.
Is this like the NFL's version of the walk-up song or something?
What's
the walk-up
song? It was in, this is news, I'm not endorsing it. It was in connection with Pepsi. They did this like, hey guys, let's do a theme song. Yeah, they had a theme song. There's like 9 teams. You could download the theme song, and it was like a
That's
full
so
song.
Weird about them.
Aerosmith did the Patriots. Yeah, it's.
What do they say? The Patriots. They love America.
Yeah. I don't know.
Do that again.
Can you do that again?
No, no, I can't. I can only do it once. Static.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Hey.
Three is Steve's around.
Yeah, he's somewhere.
Hey, you know that you guys have good hearts, right?
We have good hearts?
Good hearts.
Right? You guys love people, right?
Yes.
So if you would like to play the theme song to the Chargers, which is by P.O.D.
Oh, snap!
That would be wonderful.
You know what? I'll have to grab that. Because they actually, it was random. They played the halftime of the Falcons game yesterday.
I'm like, I've seen both games, but halftime, I'm like, boom, doing something else.
Yeah.
So I was at my work truck because I had to bring in the other work truck, so I had to clean it up, start it up. I haven't started it in about a month. So, dude, I think I was ADD. I wish I would have seen it on YouTube later. There you go. All right, man, love you guys. Love you too, bro. Cool boy from Chris's. Definitely.
Yeah, P.O.D. actually, not only they have the theme song for the Chargers, they did the theme song for, like, Rey Mysterio, wrestler in the WWE, because he's from San Diego.
Oh, my gosh, that's so funny.
They're from
what
the
do
South
you sing
town.
About?
What do you mean, what do you sing about?
Like, when you're making theme songs for a specific someone or a team, what do you...
Dude, 619, Rey Mysterio. 619, it's the area code. San Diego.
Oh, more than more
so
than New
like,
Mexico.
Yeah, 619, and just going out. We're gonna kick you in the face because we're wrestling. It's crazy.
I can't believe it.
It was awesome.
It sounds like you know POD.
Yes, yes. Singing about kicking people.
This got weird.
We gotta take a quick break. Coming back, we've got some Civil Twilight for you, some Isley, and of course, your suggestions. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Cover to cover coming up. But first, we've got the 7 o'clock hour, which means...
Mad Lib Monday.
That's right, Mad Lib Monday. Right around the corner. Get your dialing fingers ready for that. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Okay. Highly disturbing.
Truly disgusting.
I can't believe what I'm hearing right now.
Yeah!
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Steve-O and Mitch.
Good morning.
Hey.
7-Eleven.
Why you say it like that?
It's because it's 7-Eleven.
7-Eleven.
Happy Monday, everybody. Cover to cover coming up at 9 o'clock.
Get your suggestions in. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
That's right.
We need good suggestions.
We are only moments away from Mad Lib Monday.
It's true.
Yeah.
I forgot.
Hey, it's everywhere.
Yes.
So, as many of you have maybe heard or seen on the news,
it's
the
national
newspaper,
news.
Online. Tragic news over the weekend coming out of Albuquerque. And we, Static, are, this is our asking. This is what we are asking of you guys. Please pray for the Griego family.
Yes.
That's what we're asking. Please pray for law enforcement as the investigation is continuing. And that's it.
Well, yeah, everything that we know is in the news. And
right.
So
paper.
It's everywhere.
So
check it out. But
yeah,
please be
we
praying.
We would be remiss if we did not at least say, hey, please pray for the Griego family and law enforcement officials during this time. And but that's it.
Mm-hmm.
So there we are. All right, 7:13. I guess we should probably take care of some traffic.
There is median work on Eubank North between Montgomery and Academy. There's also water main work, Taylor Ranch North at Montaño, and some paving operations, Wantevo between Central and Southern, and that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvert campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. And, dude!
What? What's
I
up?
I got a story.
Okay.
You know, this weekend, we don't eat out often, the Jeters.
Mm-hmm.
But it was my wife's birthday this last weekend.
So you guys went out to eat.
So we went out for her birthday
mm-hmm.
to one of her favorite spots. And had one of the coolest waiters in the world. I love those cool waiter stories.
Yeah.
Sadly, most times when you hear about a waiter in the news,
it's no bueno. They're
no bueno.
They're accidentally giving kids alcohol.
Or they're spitting in something. Ugh. Or they're doing something. Yeah. I have good news.
Good. That's what I like to hear.
Story broke about this waiter. And people immediately thought, oh, great. Another crappy waiter.
Uh-huh.
Well, the Houston Chronicle actually shared the story of this area woman who'd gone to a local steak restaurant with her son, who has Down syndrome.
Okay.
And I guess they were sitting there eating, and this family of four asked to be moved from the booth next to...
where they were sitting.
Where they were sitting. Mom didn't think anything of it at the time, but I guess shortly thereafter, this family of four walked by and just gave her, like, the stink eye, stare of doom.
Yeah.
And okay. So mom's like, I don't
know
okay.
What I did.
She just smiled and they just kept walking. But apparently, the waiter walked up to serve them. And this family of four, which is dumbfounding to me because parents and a couple kids, I guess this is the way this family rolls. The dad said, hey, special needs kids should be kept in special places.
Oh.
Can you move us? Yeah.
Dude.
At that point, the waiter apparently told the customers, you know what, bro? You should go. I'm not going to serve you.
Good.
Because that's lame. You're an idiot. No, he just said, I'm not going to serve you. Yeah, right?
That's expensive.
Yeah. And so, the waiter then came back and told the mom what had just happened. And, she, of course, started praising the restaurant. Already one of her favorite restaurants.
Yeah.
But, unreal to me, the mind, the audacity of some people to, especially on this day. It's Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Yeah.
And, as we talk about and celebrate... equality?
Hmm.
Down syndrome child gets, wow. It's unbelievable to me. Sitting in a restaurant, you see this mother, you see this child with Down syndrome, and then this family of four say, I'm sorry, we need to be moved.
You have to wonder how those people were raised and the mindset they've had and how long they've had it, or who brainwashed them.
Yeah.
Who brainwashed them into thinking that being born with Down syndrome or any other disability that...
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
The mom praised the waiter and other members of the restaurant staff saying, quote, who not only have love for my son, but for who he is, a customer and a little boy with Down syndrome. They stood up for him no matter what. I guess since then, many, many people have been hitting up the restaurant's Facebook page with comments. Thanks to the waiter. Well done. Good job.
I'm thankful for waiters, or I'm thankful for people like that who will just stick up for the person who's being bullied, even if they don't even know they're being bullied.
It's good to see a story in the news about somebody standing up for what's right.
Right.
And it actually making the headlines. Because lately, unfortunately, all you see in the news is just tragedy, disaster. And so when you get a story like this come across the wire where a waiter is actually praised for refusing to serve somebody, and it turns out it was because he was standing up for a child with Down syndrome.
Yeah.
That's rad.
It's amazing. I
like
love
reading
that.
Stuff like that. So I thought I'd share it this morning. Coming up, we've got Mad Lib Monday. But, you know, we'll keep going with some music to get you there. How about Flyleaf?
Okay, sure.
I'm sure. Why not?
Why not?
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Well, that's fun.
That just happened.
Our computer just crashed.
That's always good.
Mayday!
Is that what you say when things are happening?
Yeah.
Mayday!
In the news, mayday! Mayday! And they're like,
I get it. Airplanes. Okay, I'm thinking like on, for some reason, I'm thinking like on a boat or something.
You could say that on a boat.
Mayday! No.
I don't know what that means.
No, because they don't have like, I've only seen Titanic, Morse code. Yeah.
So there you go. There, now it's okay. Now it's okay.
It's okay. Don't worry. You're here. So it's okay.
He shows up and then it.
You know, everything works.
Everything works.
Ugh. Well, you just played Mad Lib Monday and I was not ready.
Sorry. You ready?
Yeah.
It's just another Mad Lib Monday.
Whoa.
I messed up.
Why'd you mess up?
I said manic, like the song
because
says.
Because you just wanted to sing the Bangles?
Yeah.
It's Mad Lib Monday. We'll see how this works because it's Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Okay.
So nobody is awake.
So we're going to have to be like, what? An adverb. Just say an adverb.
Us and Pool Boy rocking a Mad Lib.
Oh, man.
505-338-3700 is the phone number if you would like to chime in.
I'm so afraid. What if this totally sucks because no one's calling in?
Well, then after a little while, I'm just going to start asking you.
Well, that's not good either because I don't know them.
Here, let's see.
A really short one.
Newspaper article. Quick quiz?
No.
Book review?
No.
No. Beauty advice?
Yes.
Beauty advice.
Oh my gosh, no! Look how many there are!
It's too late.
Can't you just go back?
Yeah.
Fable.
Fable?
Number one. Oh my gosh, it's even worse!
How to go to sleep?
Yes.
You know, we're just going to go back and do beauty advice.
Okay.
All right. Static.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi.
Okay.
How's it going?
Oh.
He likes. Why?
Super hung up.
Super hung up?
That means that was.
It wasn't a normal hang up?
Like, he was just like. Like, it was like you heard the click. Like, the on the phone receiver. Nope. Okay, I'm going home.
Cool. It is Mad Lib Monday, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, which means, Mitch, I need an adjective.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and just type this in because I am not messing around with adjectives.
An adjective, it's like the describing word, you know.
Yeah, adjectives, I want.
It's a word containing, you know.
Oh, look, phone call.
Description. Static.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I made a doctor's appointment thinking I was going to be taking my daughter to school super early.
Oh, see?
This worked out for us.
This worked out for us for Mad Lib Monday.
So I only have 2 minutes before I pull into the parking lot.
I need an adjective.
Groovy.
Groovy?
Yes.
All right. I will accept it. Thank you.
Bye.
Don't worry. I have a lot of adjectives.
That's good, because I need another adjective.
Let's go with screeching.
Screeching?
Yes.
All right. Oh, wait, that's totally not how that you wrong. Spell it.
Are you...
S-C-R-E-E. Screech. Ing. I should know this. I watched it by the bell. Come on.
I know, right?
Static.
Dude, this is awesome. I'm so happy with myself. I can't see anything on my phone, and I still called you guys.
Yeah.
Hey, that was from Hobbs.
What up?
What's up? I'm really proud of you.
I'm very, very, very happy for you.
Thank you. I felt bad because I'm on the way to swim practice, and I'm like, oh, I'd totally help them out, but I can't call them because I can't see anything on my phone.
Here's what I need. Are you ready?
We're going to give you a few of them.
I need a part of the body.
A part of the body?
Be creative.
I need a body part.
How about the, like, can it be like a bone? No, I'm probably not going to go that deep. How about kneecap?
Kneecap.
Kneecap works.
Hold
kneecap.
On. Hold on. Next. Next.
Noun.
A noun?
Yep.
Water park.
Water park. There you go. All right. Thanks, Calvin from Hobbs.
Thank you.
Okay, you guys are welcome. Have a good day.
All right, you too. Type of container? What is this Mad Lib?
I don't remember. What did we pick?
I don't remember. I'll remember once it actually pops up. That's the worst part
type
about
of container.
This. Type of container.
Like Tupperware?
I guess. Staver.
Pitcher.
A pitcher?
Pitcher.
A pitcher is a type of container.
Pitcher.
Yeah.
Well, that's what
that
is his word.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
How's it going?
I'm what's going to work.
All right.
So are we.
I guess I'm putting pitcher in here real quick.
Yes, and next we need...
Ooh. I need a type of liquid.
A type of liquid. Soda.
Okay.
I was going to say... I have one, something...
Aww.
Okay, a type
Thanks
of liquid.
Call,
thank you.
505-338-3700.
A type of liquid I have always wanted to be able to drink, but it's not okay because you'll totally die. Antifreeze. That stuff smells amazing.
What?
Antifreeze. It smells
Who
really good.
Are you?
It smells really good.
No, it does not, because I smelled it when it was all over my shoes on Friday because I got home and my car was smoking.
How's
and I opened
doing?
Up the hood and antifreeze all over my shoes.
I
so
think
I need
it
new
smells
shoes.
Really good.
Yeah, it does not smell really good. Trust me. And the boys were freaking out. Your car's on fire. Turns out I had no antifreeze.
Oh, okay.
So.
Well, because it's all over your shoes.
Yeah. Static.
Do not drink antifreeze.
I won't.
Right.
I won't.
Right.
I just
she
think
won't.
It smells really good.
She's not
It tastes
that.
Disgusting, and Wait. You cannot get the taste out of your mouth.
Oh, gosh.
I've never
oh,
done
right.
it on purpose, but I've done it a couple times.
So can I put antifreeze for this noun?
Yes.
Okay.
And then, hold on. Let's see. Freeze next.
I need a noun.
Snow.
Snow.
Snow. That's a noun.
Let me look out
That's
the window and see snow.
Thanks
is
for
what
the
I
call,
see.
Man. We need an adjective, but I got a text for juicy.
Juicy. Okay.
Juicy.
I like that.
So I'm going to put juicy as the next adjective.
Thanks, Beyonce. Just kidding.
What?
I just imagine.
She's playing halftime at the Super
That's
Bowl.
That's what I hear.
Yeah. Are you going to actually watch the Super Bowl?
Okay. I watch the Super Bowl for three reasons. Because there's always food where I'm watching the Super Bowl.
Uh-huh.
Because the commercials are always great.
Yep.
And I always want to make fun of the halftime show.
Okay.
So,
those
I'm watching.
Good, those are good reasons.
Cool.
All right. Static.
Hey, what's up?
What up? I need an adjective.
An adjective?
Yep.
Gooey.
Gooey?
Gooey.
Gooey. I'm like, I don't understand.
G-O-O-E-Y.
Yeah,
gooey.
Yeah, gooey. That makes way more sense.
I kept hearing gooey, too. I'm like, are you making fun of Jews? Thank you.
Because I'm pretty sure that's Jewish. Gosh.
Oh, he's so Jewy.
I'm so glad it was gooey.
Me too.
505-338-3700, the phone number, if you'd like to play a Mad Lib with us. Static.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. I need a noun.
A noun. Flatulence.
Flatulence? Is that a noun?
Person, place, or thing. Thing?
I guess it's a thing.
Yeah. F-L-A.
That's too wordy. I'm going to put fart.
No.
Okay.
You're so gross.
Well, flatulence is a lot of letters.
Oh, my gosh. Obnoxious. That's your adjective. Nope, you did not spell that right.
No.
You're not spelling that right.
No. Stop it. 505-338-3700 is the phone number.
I'm not excited to read this.
For Monday. We do this every single Monday at 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
So far, we've got... We've already got 12 words.
Dang.
We still need 5 words from you, so give us a call, 505-338-3700. We need an adjective.
I have another one.
Another adjective?
Yeah. Colossal.
Colossal?
I like that one.
That's a good one. All right.
I'm totally stealing.
I'm not spelling anything right now.
You never spell anything right. Every single time we do Mad Libs and you're typing, you spell everything wrong. And I know you know how to spell. You're just not.
But there's no autocorrect to help me. And I'm reading it, so who cares? 505-338-3700, the phone number. We need another adjective.
Of course.
Static!
Morning.
I need an adjective.
How about Fluffy?
Okay. I'll accept it. Thanks for the
call.
Thank
you.
We got some from Paul in Houston. He just sent us
A list of words, because he's kind of a wordsmith.
Oh no!
He
sent me adjectives and nouns, so of course the next one is an adverb.
That's okay, we have a...
Static!
Evo, what's up, man?
What up?
You guys need the words?
I need an adverb.
An adverb?
Yes.
That's like the things that end in L-Y, right?
Booyah!
You've got this.
Action word that ends in L-Y. I know.
Oh, I had a noun and the adjective picked out. Now I got to think of the adverb.
I think I have one. Swiftly, is that one?
Yes, but you can, no. You don't get to help. You don't get to help.
But I'm getting better at some Mad Lib thing.
Good job. I'm helping you. Soon.
How about frighteningly?
How about
frighteningly?
What?
Frighteningly.
That's not a word. You're making
it
up.
That's not a word.
Frighteningly scary.
Yeah, but that's not an action.
Frighteningly.
You're making up words. J.K. Rowling can do that.
Thank you, W. Thank you.
W.
Thank you. Thanks, Dubs. All right.
That was not a word.
No.
Frighteningly.
No, I know. No, I know.
He kept saying it over and over again.
Because the more you say it, the more it means it's a real word. Static!
Hi, did you tell me the word?
I need an adverb.
An adverb. Yeah. Is that like a describing
No, that's
one?
That's an adjective. Adverb, that's a word that ends in an action word, like quickly, swiftly.
Oh, okay.
You can't say either of those.
Okay, let's see. Why am I'm blank now. Of course.
So give me an action
word.
Give me an action word.
An action word.
Yeah.
Okay. Shoot. Action
no.
word.
No,
yeah, shoot doesn't work.
No.
Oh gosh, now I'm on the spot and I can't even think of one. I had tons of them earlier when I couldn't get through.
I believe
you. Gosh. I know. I am trying.
Just make a word up.
No, you can't do that. The last caller did that.
I know. You know what? The only thing I'm thinking of is supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
That's not an action word. There's no action.
That's like barely. What is that? Even, is that what is that considered?
You got it, Andy. You know what? I think it's considered. You know, it's just a nonsense word.
Yeah.
Okay.
True story.
It's true.
True story.
Okay.
Let's see. Oh, shoot. I'm not good at this. I'm so sorry, guys. I'm laying down.
That is totally okay.
You know what? It's Martin Luther King Day. There's no school. It's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. And I've got both my kids sitting here. They're sick, and they're all snotty, biting their boogers on me.
No.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. So,
there you go.
Oh, shoot. Okay. I'm sorry. Oh, bummer.
Thank you so much.
Okay,
okay.
I'm sorry. Bye,
That's
guys.
Okay.
Have
okay.
a good
Bye.
One.
You too. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Hey, Dave.
Hello.
Hey, I think I got your adverb.
Okay.
Shyly.
Shyly?
Yes. Like being shy. Shyly.
Is being shy a verb? Shy.
Shyly. Yes. You're being shy. Shyly.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay.
I'll take it.
You know,
Why
we're
not?
Just going to take it.
I'll take it. Shyly.
If this doesn't work out.
Shyly.
He shyly said.
Daddy!
Shyly.
You got to turn your radio down if he calls. Or you're going to confuse yourself.
Hello.
So, an adjective we need. Paul in Houston said Steve-O-esque, Bransford-ish for adjectives. Crunchy, moist.
No.
Conniving.
Crunchy.
Crunchy?
Yes. And then we
of all of the words,
hold on,
you picked the dumbest
hold on,
one.
Hold on.
Static.
Hey, what's going on with four words?
Adjective.
Adjective, like sickly?
Sickly?
Like two snotty kids that are really sickly at home?
How about snotty?
Snotty.
Snotty sounds good.
Snotty's good. Thanks, man.
Snotty. Snotty is it.
I like that.
Let me, S-N-O-T-T-Y.
Oh, thank you. Type of name,
you.
Person in room.
Steve-O.
Me?
Yes.
Over you?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
We just use the word snotty. Steve-O.
Ah, boo. Okay. And we're done. Are
now,
we ready?
Are you ready?
I don't know. It's Mad Lib Monday. I guess we're ready. All right. First of all, thanks to everybody who called in and helped us with this Mad Lib. Today's Mad Lib, beauty advice.
Oh, good.
Yes. Oh, Lord, let this be fun. Don't let this fail. If your skin is groovy or screeching, you can cure this condition with the following regimen. Every morning, before washing your kneecap, massage it gently with a water park that has been soaked overnight in a pitcher full of warm soda. Then mix together some antifreeze and some snow until the mixture becomes juicy. And pat that onto your gooey face for 5 minutes. Then remove using a fart and wash your face with obnoxious water. Do not omit this colossal step or your skin will become fluffy. Do this shyly every day and you'll soon be as snotty as Steve-O. That's terrible.
That was
terrible.
That was stupid.
Oh, we do it every single Monday.
And sometimes just
another Mad Lib Monday.
And sometimes it's stupid. Like that one.
Oh man. Yeah.
But I feel like it's really helped me out.
Yeah.
My grammar.
There you go.
I feel like I could pass English 101.
Trying to help people out. Coming right back, we got some Lynn Forrest for you. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Unifier, Spotless. If you think they sound familiar, it's because they used to be called Future Ghosts.
Same band. Different name.
Awesome Peeps.
Yeah.
Okay. Steve-O and Mitch, good morning.
Hey.
It is Monday.
Just
and,
after 8 o'clock.
Dude, were you following any of the
no.
Anti-Tao stuff this weekend?
I knew you were going to talk about it. No. But I tried to. Like, I saw a story. I was like, I should read that. And then other things happened, and I didn't care.
There were so many times this weekend I wanted to call you. Because we got into a discussion?
A heated disagreement.
There you go. On Friday.
Okay.
Because I believe he's telling the truth.
And he's not.
Oh, man. So if you're not following the story, let's catch up real quick. Manti Te'o.
Sports.
Senior. Played for. He just finished his senior year. Playing for Notre Dame. Does it hurt that I'm a Notre Dame fan? Like, does that kind of hurt the situation?
Yeah, you're biased. You want to believe. What does Steven think? Steven Christian? Isn't he a Notre Dame fan as well?
No.
Oh, he likes the Saints.
Yeah.
Okay, I was trying to...
And that's totally different. That's like the NFL.
I don't know. Okay, you're asking me. Or you're... I'm talking about this. Don't believe me. If I'm talking about football, don't believe me.
Ah, yes. So the private investigators... See what I did there? Magna P.I.
Yes.
P.I. Private investigators.
Yes.
So anyways. Turns out... Okay. Let me catch up the people who have no idea what we're talking about.
Okay.
Manti Te'o... Played for Notre Dame this last year. Inspiring season.
Compulsive liar.
Runner-up for the Heisman Trophy.
I'm sorry.
His grandmother passed away. And then hours later, his girlfriend passed away. Had the game of his career.
Everyone's
against Michigan
crying.
State. Phenomenal story. Talked about it all season.
All season. Talked about it all season.
Come to find out his girlfriend didn't exist.
But his grandma did.
His grandma existed. That was good enough. Girlfriend didn't exist. So
everybody's But he's been talking about her all season.
Who was up in this hoax? What is going on? Deadspin broke the story saying that Manti Te'o was lying, that, you know, all these things. So he talked to ESPN finally later this week. He sat down for a 2.5-hour interview. Did not want to be on camera. So it wasn't like on camera at all, but they had like the highlights of it.
Because he knows how important body language is.
Oh my gosh!
Just saying, if he was telling the truth, he should have just went on camera.
He's sitting down with Katie Couric this week. But here's the deal, dude. Come on, let's be honest. If you...
Yeah, Mandy, let's be honest.
If you found out you were dating this person online exclusively and had never met this person in real life, and you're a star college football player getting ready to go into the NFL, and you find out that your girlfriend that you've been sharing, like, your intimate life with is fake and is really a dude.
Okay.
How much do you really want to talk about it, Mitch?
All I want to know is, if this is real, where's the dude that convinced him, that convinced Manti Te'o that he was a female?
They've talked to him.
They've talked to him?
Yes.
Such a lie.
There's four people involved. It's like him, his cousin that kept it going, and then what happened, he's got all this stuff like Twitter direct messages and all these things that like correlate it. The story. I'm telling you.
I don't believe it for a second.
Manti Te'o's a sad victim of a hoax, which is another reason why people need to be careful, bro. Because
right?
It's so elaborate, my mind exploded this week because they were talking about it, and turns out like she the girlfriend...
He times four.
Well, there's a cousin that was a girl that was the one that used to call because they called and had phone conversations to keep it going. I don't understand why. Catfishing, which I'd never even heard of until this week.
Did they get money out of this? Did he send...
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. And so, first of all, Saturday Night Live had a field day with this.
Yes.
And Lance Armstrong.
Oh, my gosh.
So, anyways. Turns out, he had no clue. He was suspicious, and then she had said,
and she
you know,
died.
She called him to let him know that she had passed away. I'm just kidding.
What?
So
I believe you.
So the girlfriend, that was actually on Saturday Night Live. Girlfriend, you know, quote unquote, dies, right? Mm-hmm. But then in December, she contacted him, and she was like, hey, I had to fake my own death to get rid of these drug dealers that were after me and all this stuff. And he believed it.
He's so dumb.
So either he really
He's
is like
dumb.
The most gullible dude in the universe or the most trusting. But everybody's behind him. His family, the school, everybody. And, you know, there are people saying, hey, I have this message. I have this email from him back in that's like time stamped at this time where he was fully in belief that was real.
Can I tell you what I'm going through right now?
Yeah.
The girly... emotional, heartbreaking side of me. You have to listen.
I'm listening.
The emotional, girly, heartbreaking side of me is starting to waver. Like, oh no, poor guy, poor.
Yeah!
But then the logical mindset, like, of me.
You can't think logically.
No, I'm thinking logically because that makes sense. He's lying.
No, he is not.
This is not worth it.
You're a bad person.
No, he's lying.
No, you don't know that. You don't know anything. And
you don't know. You don't know that he's not lying.
At least I'm more informed.
You're biased.
I am a little, but I'm more informed in the situation
now.
I've seen all of the stuff that
you've seen it. You've seen it.
I've seen it. I talked to him just this last week.
Yeah.
Static.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
Morning.
Hey, listen to you guys all the time. And usually I don't agree with Mitch too much, but this time, Mitch is right, dude.
No!
You have to, come on, common sense, your first two sentences a while ago. Dated a girl online that he never met. Who in their right mind? This guy's a college-educated dude, and he never met her?
No, then,
you're biased. All the Michigan fans, if this guy was the lonely kicker that always missed, no one would care. Everybody would call him crazy and kick him off the team.
Exactly.
But since he's in the running for the Heisman, nobody wants to tarnish Michigan. Everybody's he's our savior and he's such a nice guy. He's an idiot. He can play football, though, but don't believe the hype. This is just...
No, I believe
it. I tell you, man, this is not right.
I tend to gravitate to the good in people.
Oh.
Unlike you cynical. Unlike you cynical people.
Well, go find
people.
The good in his fake girlfriend. Bye, guys.
Thanks for the call. All right. Paul in Houston says, at least Manti can still jump online with his buddy Sasquatch and get through this. I believe it.
Ugh.
Am I just being duped?
It's just you.
It's not just me. There are a lot of people who now, at this point, after seeing all the quote-unquote evidence
because they get them emotionally. They got them emotionally.
Whatever.
It's not true.
Dude, there's like Twitter direct messages and stuff from people. And yes, here's the thing. Here's where he did lie. Because he found out in December
mm-hmm.
that it was a hoax and that he was totally duped and played. And after that, in the press, still used the girlfriend story and still talked about it to the press.
No.
Yes.
No.
But here's why. He found out his girlfriend was a dude online. Who is going to come out and say, hey, bro?
Why are you ever going to talk about... Well, he has to do it now.
Yeah.
And...
I'm just saying. It's embarrassing.
You should be embarrassed. You should be embarrassed right now for believing this.
It's 8:15. Thankfully, we got traffic to take us away from this.
I see what you did there. Because traffic moves away.
There you go.
They go places.
They're moving.
There's a water main work, Taylor Ranch Drive north at Montano. Some median work, Eubank between Montgomery and Academy. There's also some road construction. The right lane is closed, Broadway south at Gibson, and that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvert campus. Phone number 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Talking about the good in people.
Yeah,
the trusting good side of people. Static. Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Yes. I was just hearing your show this morning. Has anybody ever seen the movie Catfish?
I've never seen it, but after this,
there's a movie called Catfish.
Yes, and it's a documentary about a dude that this happened to.
Yes, exact same thing. He was falling in love online, so his friend decided to film it and document, you know, his great relationship. And it went through a couple months, and finally the guy decided, you know, something's not right. So he actually went to go see her. And come to find out, it was an older woman. She had two phones, a very elaborate setup on Facebook.
I'm telling you, dude.
So to fall for that, you know, it's out there.
Right.
I'm sure it's crazy. Out there.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
I'm sure it's out there.
Thanks for the call, man. I'm telling you.
Is it called?
Catfish.
Is it P-H-I?
No, Catfish. Like a catfish?
I know, but you know, fishing, like
a catfish?
When you're being fished on Facebook, it's spelled P-H-I-S-H.
No, there it is. Look. Yeah, it's a documentary, and I hadn't heard of it until, of course, this Manti Te'o thing, and it's become...
It's unfortunate and sad when you type in catfish, and the catfish doesn't show up. It's like literally a documentary. Not even what a catfish really is.
That's because it's so popular right now. You know it's trending because word is getting out about catfishing. There's even a show on MTV that's about this very thing. And the many, many, many people who are duped online. One guy was dating this girl. Turns out it was a 40-something-year-old man.
Dating people online.
I know. I'm just saying it's possible he's telling the truth.
Okay.
Possibly telling the truth. Because I'll tell you right now. I mean... Thank you, Lord. I've been married for over a decade now. I don't have to deal with dating or any of this. And when I met my wife,
it
was not online. And I don't think online dating even existed over a decade ago.
Yes, did it?
I don't know. I didn't have a computer. I don't care. So I didn't have to deal with any of that, like, online whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you were an AOLer. How many of the people that you were, like, instant messaging were really who you were instant messaging?
Well, I was
and
only...
And how can you corroborate your ideas? That's really who they are.
The only people I was allowed to instant message were the people that I knew personally.
Oh, yeah, and I'm sure that's what you did, because you were a good teenage person.
Okay.
Let's be honest,
okay.
Mitch.
Okay, no, let's be honest. Let's be honest. 10 years ago, uh-huh. I was 14, 15, which is the point where I was like, I should only...
And all the people you were talking to online,
yes.
I'm sure, were 14 and 15-year-old girls.
That's not
There's
fair.
There's no chance that any of those people you were talking
when
to that
was,
you didn't know
by
were like creepy
15,
40-year-old something dudes.
By 14 and 15, I was way over chat rooms.
Oh, okay.
Just so you know.
So anyways, catfishing, it's become this very popular thing, and it's something that we need to be aware of, especially those of us with kids or those of us that are online ourselves interacting like this, because it's true. And as we...
I don't understand.
The more I've been reading about Manti Te'o, and yes, I'm sure there's some... part where I was like, dude, this guy had to know at this point. And he even says that. Yes, at this point, he kind of figured it out. But elaborate. I guess the TV show on MTV is put on by the same guy that did the documentary.
Yes.
There you go.
They have recently, MTV has teamed up to produce a reality television show similar to the ideas of this documentary, but will focus on the lives of others who have been entangled in an online relationship with another person. And it premiered November 12th, 2012.
Paul in Houston was saying that he came out on CNN and thinks he said that it wasn't even the worst or most elaborate catfishing he's seen.
But this, wow.
Yeah. It's insane. It's gnarly. There was like four different people who kept this thing going. This guy, his cousins, and they all had Twitter accounts and Facebook pages.
But you have to be so careful, because what if one person said something that you're all of a sudden kind of going against?
Trying to corroborate each other's stories so that they can in turn.
This is too much.
It is. And I don't understand.
Why
the deception or what the gain is in catfishing, unless it's just for fun or if it's just for like a rush or you get to pretend like you're somebody you're not. I have no idea. But obviously in the wake of this scandal, catfishing has become more out there in the media. So
why do they call it catfishing?
Got me.
I want to know why they call it catfishing. Well, I guess it's maybe just because they called the film Catfish.
Yeah, but why did they call the film Catfish?
I don't know.
Oh, 505-338-3700. It's 8:20 now, which means we are 40 minutes away from Cover to Cover, where we play a record cover to cover. What do you want to hear? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Static.
Morning, guys. Morning. Again. One more time. Another comment.
Okay.
Listening to this catfishing thing, I guess you got to really ask yourself the question, who gets catfished?
Yeah.
Because either you're a lonely person that don't get out of your room and all you have is your internet and you're just sitting there. But if I'm on the internet and I'm trying to do any online dating, become Doubting Thomas, man. See proof.
Right.
You're the person. And because I think that other guy that was that documentary, you gotta look at it as a documentary too. Who decided, let's film him while we mess with this, with our buddy's mind. So eventually, I think they did stumble because he's starting to figure out, wait, something ain't right.
Right.
You know, and like you said, Matteo or whoever, he eventually found out something ain't right, I guess.
Yeah.
But then he kept going with it because he didn't want to look like an idiot.
Yep.
You know, so it all just sounds crazy, but hey man, just, go meet the person, you know. Get out of this digital age because you're going to get fooled.
Right.
It's that Aerosmith video.
There you go, man. Thanks for calling. All right, later.
I am seriously dumbfounded.
Yeah.
When it comes to people getting into online relationships, like through Facebook.
Well, we're both married. We don't have to deal with that, so we don't know.
But even if I wasn't married, I wouldn't have to deal with that.
Yeah, but
because I wouldn't do it.
Well, exactly. I think it takes a certain kind of, I don't know.
Person?
I don't want to super dip on that.
No,
but
no,
at the same time, you know how many commercials this weekend I saw for like Christian Mingle, you know, and all of a sudden I'm like, okay, all right, cool. But you still got to be careful. Just because somebody's on Christian Mingle does not mean they have good intentions, that they are even believers, that, you know what
or
I mean?
Or that they exist.
Yeah.
Apparently.
For real.
No, I agree.
You gotta be careful. So, I don't know. If anything, hopefully this just opens the door for people to open their eyes a little bit more, be a little more cautious online, and maybe not believe everything they read on the interwebs. So.
Seriously.
All right, we got some Angels and Airwaves on the way, but to get you there, latest from Future of Forestry. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. General Ghost. Give me to the waves now.
Good morning.
Hello.
8:34.
Welcome to Static.
At this moment.
Hey, you used to work for Subway.
Yes.
Bad news.
Oh.
He works for a liar. You
How
are a
dare
deceiver.
You? How
you are
dare
a deceiver,
you?
Madam.
Are you calling me a liar?
Did you know that you were deceiving people for years?
You don't know that. Did you know that? I didn't know that.
Breaking you know news.
That? What's going on?
The footlong. It's a foot long in name alone! Did you know this? Huh?
No.
You were part of that company for years.
Can I tell you something about Subway that you probably didn't know? They're like McDonald's. It's a franchise. Separate people.
What?
Separate people own it. It's not owned by like big
all in cahoots like the sub mob.
I don't know. You know it was really difficult. Okay. You know, finish the story.
Well, apparently a gentleman purchased a sandwich from Subway,
mm-hmm.
a foot long,
mm-hmm.
and got it home. And I have no idea why. I've just always believed and assumed, you know, it's a foot long, which right. should mean it should be
12 inches.
12 inches. So he gets the sub home and he grabs a...
You know what happens when you assume.
Apparently you get ripped off. Because he grabbed a tape measure and it was 11 inches. Dun, dun, dun.
Are you kidding me?
11 inches.
Ugh.
So he took it upon himself to Facebook the company and say, hey, bro, check this photo out. So the photo went viral on Facebook of the sub sandwich being only 11 inches.
He took it to the media. That's on ABC News.
Of course. Well, what happened is it went huge.
Right.
Or viral, as it were. And all of a sudden, many other people were commenting and going to Subway and buying subs and then measuring them. And sure enough.
11 inches.
10 and a half to 11 inches was the average.
Ooh. Yeah. That just means that the people who are cooking the bread aren't laying them out long enough.
Cause that's, really?
Yes. Because you're given like exactly 12 inches to fit this bread in, and you have to let the bread rise, the little the dough, and then you cook it, and then it becomes the actual bread, but you have to make it long enough.
Yeah, well, of course, Subway had to respond.
Uh-oh, what'd they say?
Well, their immediate response is the foot-long sub is in name alone. It does not mean that it is 12 inches long. It's just, you know, it's the name of the sandwich.
Did they never specify 12 inches? Because they specify 6 inch. Can I get a 6 inch sub?
Oh, you're right. You're right. 6 inch or 12 inch.
Which, that is the...
I hadn't thought about that.
That was the hardest part about working at Subway, was making sure it was 6 inches, because people got upset, which obviously it couldn't have been 6 inches. It had to have been 5.5.
Static.
Hello, yes. I just called about the catfish, and now I got something for Subway.
Okay.
Boom.
Be careful.
For Subway. They also found out they reduced the meat by 25%.
Stop it. Are you serious?
Oh, so
yes. Read the whole story about not only not being an inch short, but to keep the prices down and not... raise them so people, you know, catch that. They reduce the meat by 25%.
Dude, not cool.
Not
cool.
So, what is...
Thanks for the call.
So, what is it then? Did they just make the slices smaller, or did they put other, like, fillers in the meat? He wasn't specific.
Good question.
Now I have to know.
Remember back in the day where you had to, like, cut out the middle part?
Yeah, they had it.
I hated that.
I never... Okay.
And then they stuffed everything into that, and then they put back the little top?
Ugh.
Okay. Like, what?
So, I worked at Subway for quite a few years. Just like 2 or 3.
Okay.
And...
You were a sandwich artist.
I was a sandwich artist. That was my title, sandwich artist. I had to wear a little tag that said sandwich artist on it. And I never had to make those cuts unless people specified that they wanted those cuts.
You didn't break out the ruler?
But the first person that asked me for that specific cut of a sandwich, I looked at them like, what are you talking about? And I got in trouble for not knowing what that was.
The old school way?
Yeah, what they have a specific name for it.
The old school cut.
The old school
cut. Can I get the old school cut?
Yeah.
They're using less slices of meat. Sorry, I got cut off. They're using less slices.
There you go.
Oh, well.
All right.
All right, thanks, man.
I don't know if they're using less slices because this is me. I go into Subway, I'm like, can I get my usual sandwich? And I make sure that they put the correct amount of slices on my... Because I know, I'm like, okay, I need 2 pieces of bacon.
Whatever, you used to work for the company. You're being paid off by them to say these things about
them. Oh, okay, that's right.
In a statement issued to ABC News, they said, we're committed to providing a consistent product, delivering the same amount of bread to the customer with every order. The length, however, may vary slightly when not baked to our exact specifications. Uh-huh.
Oh, so are you calling them liars right now?
Well...
are you calling them liars right now?
I see what you're about to do, and I don't like it.
Because I'm pretty sure there is more evidence that Manteo is a liar.
There are photographs everywhere on Facebook showing these
sub sandwiches. Go back to the beginning.
Whatever. I remember back in the day. They used to have, like, the ruler, basically.
Yeah.
On the end of the counter. And so they would put that in front. So if you wanted a 6-inch, you'd go, well, 6 inches. There you go. And you'd get the 6-inch sub.
Uh-huh.
Nowadays, they don't have that.
No.
No, they don't. 11-inch subs, people. I want to go into a Subway and just be like, hey, over the years, the amount of footlongs I've ordered, I feel like you guys owe me at least 3 footlongs. Because if I got shorted an inch every time over the period of my life in high school, I was there regularly.
3 footlongs So that means 36 subs. You've been there 36 times.
I don't know. I'm just saying. Do you think they
can
would,
you prove do you have all your receipts?
I don't.
Okay.
Static.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Doing good. Well, man. How you doing?
Hey, Steve-O. Just wanted to, I don't know if you noticed this yet or not, but I think it's kind of funny how Mitch is all of a sudden trying to defend Subway.
I know.
And get ready to throw McKay under the bus.
Right? Man.
What's up with that?
It's because she was a company person. She used to work for Subway in high school.
That's
because
she's biased.
She's biased.
That's what I'm saying right there.
Yeah, dude.
He got photographic evidence, and no.
Here's the thing. I'm not sticking up for Subway. I'm not sticking up for Subway.
Didn't
they
you?
Should.
Oh, that's
no,
like,
no.
Yep.
They made a comment. And he's so ready to just throw it out the window because it doesn't mean anything to him.
Nothing.
They made a comment.
Oh, nothing.
I still think you're biased.
All right, man. Thanks for the call. No, you know what the funny thing is? Earlier, you got me for bias because I'm a fan of Notre Dame.
Because you're biased.
And I'm biased.
You know what?
We're both biased.
Calling it even?
I guess. We can shake on this.
We're going to agree to disagree.
No!
We're moving
There's
on.
There's photographic evidence that Teo is telling the truth because he has, like, direct Twitter messages saying, like, hey, bro, and, like, all up in the know, and, oh, man, I'm so sorry.
Okay, let's just throw this part
this
out there.
This
is crazy. Is there any way that he could have been involved as well?
No, none. That's the point. That's what they're trying to say. And he's got all these like messages still that he's kept that say, hey, look, this is where I confronted them. This is when I found out. And he's got stuff.
Well, that doesn't seem like
hey,
that.
Hey, I just noticed that you flipped the script and are now talking about the Teo story again because you want to get off the Subway story.
That's not true.
We ain't getting off the Subway, all right? 11 inches, people. 11 inches. That's what you've been sold. Over the years.
I'm sorry.
At least according to one guy. Do we really care? Like, what's crazy to me is a guy actually took a sub sandwich home and was like, this doesn't seem like a foot, and measured it.
And then somehow got it into the media.
Yeah.
And it's all over.
ABC
News? Really?
So, again, another one of these stories where it's like, man, we really need to be careful because we started buying into the fact that a foot long meant 12 inches.
We got to be careful.
We got to be careful with everything.
We have to stop assuming. That's what we need to do.
You
need to stop assuming people you're talking to on the internet are real. You need to stop assuming that what you're getting is what you're is exactly what you asked for.
Let's be honest, super size, what does that mean?
What does that mean,
super? We left, wanted you to smile. Unifier. Wow.
That was... Whoa, yeah. Starting over.
Oh, sorry.
That's what it's doing. It's starting over.
I turned the wrong one down. I wouldn't mind listening to that whole record again.
Again.
That
Which
was amazing.
We have time. Want to?
No.
Oh, okay.
We only have 20 minutes until the 10 o'clock hour. We would not make it.
Thanks for that suggestion.
Yeah. Thank you, Chrissy. It was good.
It was a good
I
one.
Liked that. Unifier. We do it every single Monday, cover to cover. We'll play a record in its entirety. You can always send your suggestions via email, studio@mystaticradio.com. And who knows? Maybe we'll play it next week.
Possibly.
Tomorrow, New Music Tuesday, we have some brand new stuff to showcase from, let's see, trying to think, Silverline?
Some Citizens.
Oh, yeah. We got some Imagine Dragons.
Mm.
We've got some Further Seems Forever.
Ooh. Oh, yes. Okay.
We got a lot of stuff. Some Echoing Green. We got a lot of stuff to premiere tomorrow. So
New Music Tuesday.
It's going down tomorrow. We do it every single Tuesday.
What time are we having New Music Tuesday?
It's a good question. You know, we've always done New Music Tuesday at 8 o'clock, but it seems like 7 o'clock hour gets no love. And we've been talking about, you know.
We've been talking about it for a while.
Either
Maybe
way.
We should.
Either way. Tomorrow.
Whatever,
tomorrow
just listen
morning.
For at least 2 hours.
New Music Tuesday. It's going down. It's gonna be good. And Theology Thursday on Tuesday.
Yes.
We'll see how that goes.
Yes.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Peace.